This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is militant grammarian Catherine Sherrilds. You left us last week talking about proofreading, and we didn't get through all of it.
Right. And you and I were talking off mic about that people will proofread and they'll miss things. You know, mm-hmm. They'll read through. And a lot of it is that they think they know what's there, and so they don't see that it not isn't really there. And I used to tell my students who were had a task of doing this, I almost said were task, I would slap my hand, when they had a task to copy edit, I would tell them not to read the paragraph, but to analyze it. Well, next on the list is subject-verb agreement, which we talked about a few weeks ago. But there are many, many ways to write a sentence without making it agree. So let's look at some of those. It occurs when a writer does not use the correct verb form for the subject. To correct the error, first determine whether the subject is singular or plural. So you're looking for subject and verb agreements. You should do it this way. Use a highlighter to mark every working verb in the essay. Draw errors from the verbs to their subject. Excuse me. Check each subject and mark it plural or singular. And then, this is a terrific a little tip they gave, and I'm going to let you apply it here.
Okay.
One way to test the verb for correctness is to substitute a third-person pronoun, it, she, he, or they. He, she for the singular subjects and they for the plural subjects. And then say the verb aloud. So let's try this. Here's the sentence. Right. The editor of the weeklies want to hire the student who scores the highest on the editing test. So what are the two working verbs here? What's the subject of want? The editor of the weeklies want.
The editor.
Editor.
Is the subject,
editor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And substitute a third-person pronoun for that word editor.
She.
She. All right. And then check the verb. She
wants. The sentence had want, but that's
right.
Incorrect.
And why do you think the sentence had wants?
Because weeklies was the word closest to want. The editor of the weeklies, mm-hmm. which is plural, but that's not what you're trying to
that's
agree
right,
with.
That's right, because weeklies is the object of the preposition.
So it can never be the subject.
That's right.
Yes.
Very good.
Yes.
You're learning my mantra. Okay, so the second part of the sentence was, who scores the highest on the editing test? What's the subject of scores?
The student. No. Who scores the highest?
This is a tough one. People don't know this.
All right, so the phrase we're talking about is, who scores the highest on the editing test?
Now,
scores is the
verb.
That's
right.
Who?
That's right.
Who?
Who is, what kind of word is who, do you know?
Who is a...
A lot of people don't know. It's a relative pronoun.
It's a relative pronoun.
And like other pronouns, mm-hmm. it can be the subject of a clause.
Okay.
So who is the subject?
Right.
Now substitute who with one of those ones we know. Okay. He scores or score?
He scores.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So in this case, who scores the highest is correct.
That's right. That's right. So part of the sentence was correct and part was not. Yeah. And it works pretty well, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like little tips like that. There's a great one for whom. I think we've talked about it before.
Yes, we have.
Next, let's talk about verb tense problems. When you want to check for verb tense errors in your paper, use a highlighter to mark the verb. Check the tense of the verb. Is it singular? Is it present, past, or future?
Right.
And if the verb is irregular, and irregular verbs are those that you don't just put a D on them to make a past tense. One of the weirdest one is go, and the past tense is what?
Past tense of go is
I go every day. I
left every day. I went. I went. Yeah.
Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
Verb tense problems. If it's irregular, and I love this tip, check a grammar handbook or dictionary to see what the correct form. You know, this, I'm sure I've mentioned this many times. This is the one grammatical error that has become commonplace everywhere, in scripted programs, on commercials, everywhere. And that's the wrong tense for past participles. People say they had went.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just so common. It's just driving me nuts. But anyway, check the handbook and you'll see it's had gone. And then if the verb is regular, make sure that the time value is past, that you really understand that you put an ED at the end of that word and you meant it. Mm-hmm. Finally, pronoun antecedent agreement. What's an antecedent?
An antecedent is connected to the pronoun.
Yeah, what the pronoun refers to.
Right.
A person.
Right.
Usually, sometimes it can be
an
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To check for pronoun antecedent errors in your paper, starting at the end of the paper again, circle each pronoun. So we're not highlighting because we've highlighted the verbs. We're going to circle it. Pronoun by pronoun, find the antecedent. What is that pronoun referring to?
Again, you're analyzing.
Exactly.
You're not
Don't
reading.
Read. Analyze it. Determine whether the antecedent is plural or singular. One of the big bugaboos here is the team won their game. No, the team is a singular word. And so the team won its game. And then make the changes about to the pronoun and make it singular or plural.
It sounds like the best way here is you've typed a paper, print it off, then do all of this highlighting, circling, marking, make the changes, then go back to your laptop or whatever, and then correct those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then generally then anything that you may have missed you can pick up on the laptop. But I agree with you entirely that it's really hard to edit on a laptop if there are going to be a lot of errors.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I know this sounds like a lot of work, but if you care about the paper being perfect, this is the kind of effort that's needed. Or hope you have a defective gene like I do.
I don't. Thank you. Our militant grammarian is Catherine Shirlds.